Doctors, tired of cost-conscious HMOs, are venturing into a new type of medical practice. For a fee, patients can expect house calls, cell phone access 24 hours a day, and other perks not covered by normal managed care insurance. It's called concierge medicine. From member station WBUR in Boston, Rachel Gottbaum prepared this report.
It's a typical busy morning at the Flyer Medical Group in Brookline, an affluent suburb of Boston. The waiting area is packed with people. Down the hall, Dr. Stephen Flyer, an internist, is examining a patient. He gets interrupted by a phone call.
Dr. Flyer. Okay, I'm in an exam with a patient. Could I possibly call you back?
Flyer has been practicing medicine for 22 years. In that time, he says, under managed care, doctors have been earning less money and at the same time been pressured to care for more patients.
It is very difficult to spend time and to be available to people when there are that many people to see and take care of.
So Flyer decided to create the kind of practice he dreamed about. Beginning in the spring, he will dramatically scale down from 4,000 to just 300 patients. The new venture, called Personal Physician Healthcare, will offer services not covered by HMOs. Flyer and his associates will make house calls and be available around the clock. They will even arrange for patients to see the best specialists and accompany them to the appointment if they want.
I will have enough availability in my schedule that I will be able to see you when you need to be seen. I will, in addition, be available to accompany you to important consultations. So if you're at a point in making a decision about will I do chemotherapy or will I do radiation, and you need me with you to help make that decision, I will do that.
Patients who want to join the elite practice will have to pay $4,000 a year to their doctor. That's in addition to their regular HMO premiums. Steve Flyer says he's not doing it for the money. In fact, he'll be making less than he does now. But he says this way he can have enough time for his patients and be paid for it. Joseph Mueller has been a patient of Stephen Flyer since he first opened his practice. Mueller says Flyer has been an ideal doctor for 21 years, but concierge medicine is not for him. That's because he sees his physician just twice a year.
Instead of paying $10 copay per visit, I would be effectively paying $2,000 per copay. So I really had a hard time in seeing how that really made any sense.
But other people say they're willing to make the investment. Ron Loberfeld has been a patient of Dr. Flyer for 15 years.
Yes, there's a financial requirement, but I believe when you deal in personal health care issues, nothing should be sacrificed as long as you feel that you can afford it.
Stephen Flyer expects to get a cross-section of patients in his new practice, young ones who are healthy and have money, as well as older people who need a lot of care. For their part, HMO executives in New England say they consider this type of medical practice an experiment and are insisting that Stephen Flyer and his soon-to-be associates help find new doctors for patients displaced by the downscaled practice. Others say concierge care is an example of a growing trend to ration health care. Uwe Reinhardt is a professor of economics at Princeton University.
The whole idea is to split the American population into tiers of ability to pay for health care. And people with means want health care in a luxurious way, and they would like it sort of tailored to their taste, instantaneous when they want it, which costs a lot of money.
Concierge practices are not widespread, but several have sprung up around the country. Reinhardt says that doctors are tired of the constraints of managed care, and so are patients. And he says for those who can pay, concierge medicine has a future. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Gottbaum in Boston.